NKST Mission Retreat Media presents the Gospel. Gospel to save all who believe. This seminar was delivered by Dr. Toese Agena at the NKST Mission Retreat National Conference 2020 on the topic Marriage, an Institution for Building the Body of Christ. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
And so what do we mean by marriage? The foundation is laid in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. Let's look at the foundation and then we'll define it in this context. Genesis chapter 2, the foundation from verse 18. The New International Version rendering, today's New International Version, not just any other international version. This one is today's New International Version. I think 2015. In verse 18 of chapter 2 of Genesis, it says, "The Lord said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Down to verse 24. 3, it says, "The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason," that's verse 24, "for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And so, for me and for us, this is the foundation. Marriage is God's idea. It is not man's idea. It was God that initiated it and brought it to being. And so, when the Lord Jesus came, he did not destroy it, but restored it also to its original sanctity and elevation. And so, I want to say that marriage is a relationship matter. It involves the man and the woman, as we shall discover. It involves man and woman. Christian man, Christian woman coming together to be husband and wife. And it is called marriage. And so, we are saying that it is a relationship matter. And because it is a relationship matter, there are some virtues, very important virtues that must be applied for the relationship that a man and woman has gone into to stand. There are some very important virtues that for this institution, that for this relationship, that man and woman, particularly the Christian man and the Christian lady, that have entered into, for it to be strong and virile. There are very important matters, virtues that we shall talk about, that would, by God's grace, build the relationship or build the body of Christ. And so, Christian marriage is the ordination of the Christian man and Christian woman in a united holy wedlock to real families whose members crowned with honor should be recognized as members of the family of God. And so, this kind of marriage, that was why I had to narrow it down to suit our meeting. Christian marriage is a marriage that is anchored and founded and lived according to the principles and precepts of the Lord Jesus Christ as the master. The husband, the wife are living according to principles and precepts that are laid down in the scriptures, and they are also going to live according to these precepts and recognizing the Lord Jesus as the master of the union. I think that suffices for explaining what Christian marriage is. For many of us, we already know, for our daughters and sons that we'll be getting into, we've taken time to explain. If not, we wouldn't have bothered you with trying to define what we mean by that. And so, we are talking about an institution that is anchored and founded and lived according to the principles of the Lord Jesus, seeing him as the master. What about building? Because we are talking about building the body of Christ. Building in this context is talking about growing. We are talking about constructing, developing, increasing, or strengthening the body of Christ. Marriage, an institution for strengthening, if you want, for increasing, for developing the body of Christ. And now, what is the body of Christ? What is the body of Christ? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23 tells us that the body of Christ is the church of Christ. It is believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that makes the body of Christ. Or if you want, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ make up the body of Christ. Or if you want, family or people of God. So put in other words, therefore, we are saying that this topic means Christian marriage is an institution for growing or developing or increasing or strengthening the church or believers or followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't want it like that, we are talking about the role of Christian marriage in growing or in building the followers of Jesus Christ. Now, there is a striking point I want us to note. Christian marriage couples are themselves the body of Christ. Are we together? Christian couples, this Christian man, this Christian woman that have come to be together, they are themselves the body of Christ, according to the definition that we had. And so, Christian married couples are themselves the body of Christ. As they stay married in their homes and build or grow their marriage according to God's principles and according to God's precepts and live according to those principles and precepts, they are themselves building the body of Christ in the first instance. Are we together? So the Christian friend, the Christian woman, the Christian man, all of them left their houses. They are now married. They are in their minute unit, family unit. They are themselves the body of Christ. So we are not talking about going to the cathedral to build the body of Christ. No. As they stay in their homes, what are they doing? Having accepted the Lord Jesus, having agreed that Jesus is the master of their lives, how are they then building, in the first instance, themselves, who are the body of Jesus? May the Lord help us to understand in Jesus' name. Why Christian marriage does in building the body of Christ? We are now talking about what this institution that you have entered into, the institution that you are about to enter, the institution that you may enter some years to come. Who are a Christian brother is married to a Christian sister. This is the microcosm of the Christian community, or a smaller church, or a miniature church. It is therefore the center for the exhibition of the one another teachings of the New Testament. That's the first thing. The first thing that we are going to look, I was talking about virtues. That the relationship that the man and the woman have gone into or will go into, there are certain,
thank you,
there are certain virtues that they have to live according to them as the Lord has instructed us. What has the Lord said? We are saying it is therefore a center of exhibition. That's marriage. A center of exhibition of all the one another teachings of the New Testament. We are going to read a catalog of this one another teachings. John chapter 13 in the New Testament. John chapter 13 and verse 34. John chapter 13 and verse 34 says, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another." Verse 35 says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." For us, the marriage that a Christian friend, a Christian brother, Christian sister have entered into, for us, the first thing is for them to love one another. It's an important feature. It's an important feature that they must strive by God's grace to apply, asking God to help them. Can there be marriage if there is no love? Brethren, can there be marriage if there is no love? Answer me now. Why are you being too churchy? There can be no love. There can be no marriage if there is no love. And so, love one another as the Lord Jesus himself was telling his disciples. And the Christian brother, the Christian sister that are married are disciples. Are they not? They are. And so, as they stay in their homes, they will need to love one another. If they love one another, they are building the body of Christ, which is first and foremost themselves, before they can transport it to the local denomination. And so, couples, Christian couples, must love themselves. If you don't love yourselves and you are in marriage, it is not marriage according to the scriptures. You are maybe cohabitating, or maybe you are married by proxy, or you are a surrogate. We'll not go into that. But we want to say that brethren who are married must first live in love. That is the first thing that we are talking about. Their home should be a center that exhibits this love. The love, the one another teachings that the Lord Jesus. That issue of love is replicated in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in his spirit, in the spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain consent. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others." Paul writing and replicating what the Lord had said in John chapter 13 that we read. And so, married couples must exhibit love. It is unconditional love, brethren. It is love that has no conditions attached. It is love that is not based on conditions or performance. Do me like this, so I will also do like this. If you buy this thing for me, my husband, I would love you. And my husband say, if you cook a good meal for me, I will love you, my wife. No. Unconditional love. And so if they look unto the person of Jesus, they will love each other. If they don't have the love, they will pray and solicit and ask the Father to give them love. Agape type of love. Not love that is based on performance. When couples are of one mind on the issue, as enjoined by our brother Paul, the result is that if they don't do like that, such a marriage is going to be in disarray. And so, brothers and sisters, the question of love has to be lived as the Lord has enjoined us. So, as this is exhibited in the home, I keep repeating because it's very important. As this is exhibited in the home, the body of Christ, whose occupant is the husband and the wife, are already being built, are already being strengthened, are already growing, so that when they go for fellowship, that will follow them, and in their local assembly, it will be replicated. And that is why we won't have strong and virile denominations. But if the home lacks it, it will equally be transported to where you meet in the General Assembly. Brethren, there's no time, but love is a very important virtue that has to be practiced by marriage. Without love, there can be no marriage. The second one, another teaching in the New Testament, which we consider to be very important, is Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. The Good News Bible says, love one another warmly as Christians and be eager to show respect for one another. Brethren, respect for one another, according to this Bible scripture, is another important virtue that has to be exhibited in the home. Respect to one another. Husband will respect his wife. The wife will respect the husband. Instances where, don't you know that I'm the head of this house? Show me respect. I think respect is earned. Respect is not demanded for. If the husband, Christian husband, is living according to the precepts of the law, he will not demand to be respected. And equally, the wife will also not demand to be respected, because they will be doing as the Bible enjoins them, and it will be aimed. The other one, which is very important again, is forgive one another. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. But let's take the rendering in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. Colossians 3 and verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. There can be no discussion in marriage that the question of forgiveness will not be mentioned. Two different individuals from different backgrounds coming to live a husband and wife. We must practice forgiveness. And if you know that the Lord Jesus died for your sins, forgave you, and gave you salvation by forgiving you, why will you not forgive? In fact, if Christianity isn't about forgiveness, then it's about nothing at all. If Christianity is not hinged on forgiveness, that the Lord has forgiven us and sent Jesus to die in our place, then, so forgiveness is very important. And forgiveness is not a feeling, brethren. Forgiveness is a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. So that there may be the cycle of trying to revenge will not be there. And so, the husband and the wife being Christians and being the body of Christ and coming from different background would, by God's grace, ask the Lord to help them to forgive one another, to forgive when they wrong each person, each other, so that the marriage can go on. I don't know of any marriage that forgiveness is sent to the backyard and the marriage is still standing. I'll be glad if you tell me that this marriage forgiveness is not in their midst at all and the marriage is still standing. I will clap hands for the person. Time will not permit us to talk about forgiveness more and more, but it's a very important thing. Then to prefer one another. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, and Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, talks about prefer one another. Don't look at yourself as if you are more than the other person. And so if Christian couples have decided that, yes, this is what the scriptures have said, and that God helping them, they will look to the interests of their partner. Each partner looking for the interests of the other partner. Such a home will be glorious. Such a home will be glorious. And is building the body of the Lord Jesus. Colossians, thank you. Colossians 3 verse 13, where we read, talks about tolerate one another. Forbear one another. Bear with one another. Let's bear with one another. To be tolerant is an important thing that will be considered also. If you don't tolerate one another, we'll say we have come from different backgrounds. And the way we even eat is different. The way she eats mango will be different with the way you eat your mango. The way he eats his pounded yam will be different with the way you eat your pounded yam. But you must tolerate one another, isn't it? I was talking to a few friends that want to get married. And so the young man brought an issue that is how he is. He is like that. And then the lady is saying, oh, so that she is also brought up in that, in a way. I heard her story and said, fine. For this moment, you must divorce what you wear. You must take the interest of the person that you are going to be with. Take it that you are no longer alone. You are no longer going to be alone. And so you must leave some of these things that you were practicing when you were alone, considering that you are going to meet somebody different. And the lady also discard some of these tendencies that you are not like that. Now you are going to meet somebody that you are going to stay with for life. Brethren, you married, those who are married must tolerate one another. They must bear with one another for their marriages to work. If that is done, they are building the body of Christ. They themselves as first beneficiaries. To be kind to one another. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. These are some of the selected one another teachings that are in the New Testament and that must have bearing for couples. We will not talk about being kind to one another, but you know what it is. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32a. And then we are talking about the second thing, that marriage as an institution for building the body of Christ in regard to unity. If there is love, there will be oneness, there will be unity. They must live a united life. They are not saying that the two persons must become, but you are going to be united in purpose, you united in everything, so that your marriage will work. Not allowing the differences, your backgrounds, your ethnic group, your culture or upbringing or the school that you attended to influence you. This issue of unity is highlighted seriously in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and from verse 12 to 26, where the Bible talks of the body having different parts. We must be united as the body having different parts. The hand is not going, no, I'm not going to cooperate with you again. If the whole body were a hand, how would smell, how would you be performing that function of smell and all of that? So if you have the time, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12 to 26. And so Christian couples must live to be united. And when they do, they are building the body of Christ. Let's look at, we will not read, but Ephesians chapter 5 as a 13, the physical model and demonstration of the relationship that is existing between Christ and his church. It is exemplified in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 22 to 33, where wives are to submit to their husbands as the church submits to Christ. And then husbands are called upon to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. There is no room for the husband to act as tyrants in this regard anyway. And so Paul was presenting this to the husband so that as they lead in the Christian home, they will show that respect. When it comes to the issue of submission, let me tarry a while. When the issue of submission is being mentioned, particularly in the 21st century, that who is that educated lady that we are talking about submission? Who can submit like that? Submission is not throwing the lady as a doormat. No. In fact, if you look at the dictionary meaning of submission, the meaning is negative. It looks as if the person submitting is a docile person. No. Scripturally, it's not. And so, if you submit and you love, you respect your husband, there is a natural love that is going to come. And when the wife submits, when the husband loves the issue of submission, don't you know that I'm the head of this house? The wife knows. Maybe something is amiss. Play your role and love her and see how submission will flow. And then let's talk about training of children. Training of children, we consider it to be very important too for the body of Christ, that the husband and the wife are part of in the home. They must agree to teach and bring up the child the way the child should go, so that when the child grows up, the child will not depart from it. The example as shown by Eli and David, their method of child bringing, as it is said in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 22, is what we must avoid. The example that Eli and David provided is not an example to follow. And so, as Christian husbands and wives, we must train our children with a firm stance, cooperate, and teach the children the way they should go. In fact, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 15 say we should not spare the rod. As Christians, couples building the body of Christ in the 21st century, and particularly parenting in the 21st century, you must understand the times and not use some methods that will not work. If this is done, the Christian couple, husband and wife, that are the body of Christ, can come to the local assembly, and that would be built upon also. I may mention this, I may close for English. Christian marriage is a place to express sexual emotions and pleasures without neither displeasing the Lord nor sinning against our bodies and not causing confusion in society. Proverbs chapter 15. As we close this, Proverbs 5 from verse 18. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving door, a graceful there. May her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Verse 20. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? Brethren, the issue of sex is often not mentioned when we go in for Sunday services. And I want to announce to you that sex is one of very, very, very big issues that have been causing divorce, separation, dissatisfaction, and dysfunctional marriages. Either the husband or the wife or both of them suffer in silence. Sex should be enjoyed, as the scripture tells us. Also in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 14. If the husband and the wife are playing sex as God has created and for marriages only, that is why it is neither displeasing the Lord nor sinning against our bodies, and also not causing confusion in society. So that the body of Christ is not ignorant on what the injunction is concerning sexual relationship. Why are you refusing each other? Why are you quarreling? Why are you not in harmony concerning this matter? Go back to the Lord, read your scriptures, pray, and the Lord will heal that difficulty that is seemingly trying to spoil the body of Christ, destroy the body of Christ, which is you. And so, we pray that the Lord will help us. We'll consider love, we'll consider unity, We will consider forgiveness. We will consider respect for one another. Tolerance. Very important features that the Lord has enjoined us. As we practice them, we are building the body of Christ. We are strengthening the body of Christ right in our homes. And when we go to the local assembly, there will be something that is very, very marvelous, and God will be praised. Small uncle, yeah. Luke, who know ma kwasi umma nungu Christu. Nungu Christu ne hikake ya. No ma kwasi ka nungu Christu. Ka peke duwe yeme dua. Chala, chala ilo nungu Christu. Damba walo se. Iza. Kanyiza ka ye umma nungu Christu. Sika se. Ka doshima. Chahi hije. Yesu Kristo wose. Si wose. Fatio kimi. Ajile si wola ga. Ba. Hi yohane. Kasi hi yohane. Tiopo karitiala. Yesu wose ko doshima. Nasa makase. Alwe no so. Aluma. Alu no so ma kwase. Vi evya ma vitile. She tesen. I Kristo a tese layo. Ba ma nungu Kristo. Hi ki ya. Chiveve masi yemenpe. Kavu koho vi chivile ondo lai. Se oko doshima. Se oko ulun elen kwa. Cha doshima. Se oko elen kwa. E mpa une lugaya. Se kase no man kwa se vaji posu posu. No vaji na hen makanda kwa na. Kwa se paka na ha. Ba evi va hingi. No man kwa se. Iyo. Ma vilumu tiesen I bibilo yo. Vi ma yave. Shamkane ma on. Naha. Do shimala. Une vese. Une tagba. Veve fatio yeme. Walon yo magen pa. Si oko. Su oko una o chivi bibilo o se kemba roman o chopo karihia yupu. Si oko no ma kwasi ve na ayolo ve chivi ke tese I kresu I oe se se elene yolo asia. Ma yolo ki ya wo ma we ma kwasu wo nilu chivi ayolo en nilu na ayoyen chivi iyo nemba ma Nungu Kristu. Si wako uden uloku abu. Si kase. Ivya nomi ilu. Iden uloku abu. Ga. Ma. Ivya la ilu. He he yo. Tave. Uden uloku abu. Kako vese. U. No ma kase. Veve ki heme. Iloku odo ga. Bode church of Christ to kai sisi den yolo ase kwabo ke adese asorobo si o ba kolo se tiotia ivupo karota ivupo karota bo si den yolo ase kwabo gayo si kuma o si pa adese kwabo ga akaka bi se bishi no ma kase pase hen no den ayolo ase kwabo kana hama si lu tesin e Seba ma Kristo, chisulu ma, ayolo asipa. Si wakwa, shakwa. Mlu kwase, ma mlu nom, e Kristo, akae ungu tyo kiyo duwa na ha. Kristo, katyo kiyo duwa. Ma no ka tio ki kwasi. Ve lo ki
nzo velu ve pau gasuo ba korinto hihi jo pokarhia ivu pokal fa zan zan kunu ka trata wolun e ave a le yo lo kosu kosu pa bi kuho ilu yo imo silu na ha jo ki e ton de ki lo ele ko ki kosu chine vega chi gula pasu o utave ba kresu ba ve kasevia chimase vulu kwa mom e kresu e tesina ha si o ko zuwa tesin onu ase kwa chai ve fa kane maon ve fa e bo ka ko ve jena e ve va vese pa ve pa va megea si va fanyo sha mlu yange eli ma davidi tesi yana yao yave onu ve yange biblo e shiada vo vo ke samuel hihi tio hia yu tunu kaloha zanza sha e yange ve kula chu sha sha utaha onu ve vya sema kase unungu kristu pekasi zala udo hiki yaje situa sitesi na onu wase ma ukulenya si wako unoma kwasi ve yolo ve ta kwasi biblo wase kwasi ma num kile vule si biblo si wo anzaka chotia yu pwe trata zanta kundu ma bakorinto hihi chio trata ma we nini ma bakorinto hihi chio chanka hai yuruha la si wako no ma kase uta ayolove suolonko yavene kwa suwo asilu kase bao esife uyama genvi luki zayo shako tahikia ve kase ve chino ve vya bao sinenge kibibiro kase ma nove do yancha Achu, ke kavu waoga, kavu waoga, ke ilu kwa ukunya, vilu vwa kwa ukunya, batesimwe pavu waoga, batame pavu waoga, kwa ya evilu nungu kristu, uwe ma, uwe tile don, ba yacha, chako mnu ma kwasi, si baka se, No ma kwase ve fam louve. Ve de nyumene yolove ga. Ve lukile mzo. Ve tima ve lame. Mo kwa sholu wele kogba ayere ne mo eka na hana. I tima ni lame. I do chiyan kunya. Tima lave kwase wo. Kwase wo tima lave no mo. Ba. Aka luna we chan. Ulu ya chan. Ulu bun zwaga. Nemba nungu kristu. Ma chani ulu yala. Ka nungu kristu ulu yacha. Kapesu wakwa nijeni. Onda wase. Iwange se. Chiyanji nge. Tase yuange. Se wala kumaye. She masu waka pa. Chiyanji nge yonu wase. Na haa wange se. Na haa. Chisiye mapsen. Na haa. Uyase. Vedo. Chachu. Se. Mba nungu kristu. O kristu. Ma kwasi kristu. Vizuwa veya. Mba nungu kristu. Onda wasi sekenti yesu. Amen. Siye nani fusani. So mo elimsen. Kwa elimsen. Uzu wako akeni. Toshi chuku elimsen olondo kwa. Yawo guma na ma nungu kristu. Yawam go man a man no go crest to chini. Ka challenge lajel. Yawam go man no go crest to nena. Chachu. Ivia. Akanga ivia kai man no go crest to ya. Sitele kala. Yawo go man no go crest. Chingu vihine vihine go Christ. Brethren, is your marriage building the body of Christ? Is your marriage rather destroying the body of Christ? Remember that the body of Christ is you and your wife. How are you building the body of Christ in your home? Father, we have no power on our own. We ask that this institution that you created and the enemy wants to destroy, but because Jesus came and his coming shall not be void, and because you are constantly telling us, we believe that he will not succeed. The enemy will not succeed. Father, help us. We ask for your enablement. May we be willing indeed so that your precepts, your principles, we shall stand on and live and build our marriages according to truth that you have so established for us. Thank you, Father, for hearing us, because we prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.